So this Gemara, you just can't go through this Gemara without speaking at anything. And we have a very yesodis thing of machlokes here. We have a shaila whether she was nivela, the mother was nivela to a kosher apostle. So we have a machlokes amiram, Rabbi Lazan, Rabbi Yechanan, whether according to Rabbi Gamliel that she's nemenes, it applies only to the mother, or whether it would apply to the daughter as well. Do we say le divrei hamachshir ba machshir nami bebita, or do we say le divrei hamachshir ba poisel bebita? That's the machlokes amiraim that we have. And from the Gemara, it was very clear that the pashtus was Rabbi Lazar. That le divrei hamachshir ba, that the pashtus was Rabbi Yochanan. That le divrei hamachshir ba machshir nami bebita. Because the Gemara asked my time of the Rabbi Lazar. So from the fact that Rabbi said my time of the Rabbi Lazar, so it was clear that the Rabbi Lazar was the one that had to explain his opinion. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan said, "Divya machshava machshana mevibita," that was more pashut. But the truth is, it's sarach beer, because Rabbi Lazar's saying seems to make a lot of sense. What did Rabbi Lazar say? Pishleim, the mother, she has a cheskes kashus. So she has a cheskes kashus. Now you have a suffix whether she became pasul because she was nivelo to a pasul or not. So we say chazaka that she's going to be kashut. But the child never had a chazaka. If the child never had a chazaka, why was it so pashut to the Gemara? And what is shitas Rabbi Yochanan that says, "Divya machshava machshana mevibita"? So there's a lot written by the Achrayim, the Gedolei Achrayim, to explain Shitas Rabbi Yochanan and what exactly the beer and the machlekes between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan is, which is one pshat, and that is the Shef Shmaitza, the Ktzoyis and the Shef Shmaitza. And Shmaitza Dalit says that the pshat in this Gemara is a Yesoid Gadol in Hilchas Chazakis. And that is, it's true. There's no Cheskes Kashrus on the daughter. The only Chazaka you have is on the mother. But says the Ktzoyis, once Chazaka says that the mother was Nivela to a Kasher, Memela, the daughter has to be pasul. Because what's the suffix that maybe the daughter's pasul? Maybe the mother was nivela to a pasul. The suffix is not in the bas. The suffix is in the mother. Was she nivela to a kosher, nivela to a pasul? So once we paskin the suffix that the mother was nivela to a kosher, because she has a cheskes kashrus, that psak will impact the halacha of the daughter, although we don't have a chazaka telling us that the daughter is kosher. Meaning, enachinami, there's no chazaka on the daughter, but there's a chazaka on the mother. And it's impossible, says the Ktzoyis, to differentiate between the halachic status of the mother and the halachic status of the daughter. Because Mamanav Shach, if she was nivela to a kasher, they're both kasher. And if she was nivela to a pasul, they're both pasul. And being that we have a chazaka that's machria, the suffix of the mother, she has a cheskes kashrus. So we then are pasketing the shaila, says the Ktzoyis, that she was nivela to a kasher. If she was nivela to a kasher, then the daughter also will be considered a ksheira, although she herself doesn't have a chazaka. The Shmaitza said this to explain Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan in our sugya, and based on that, he said Pshat in a tshuva that was Marish Olamos in Europe many, 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 many years ago. The tshuva was written by the Maram Mivilna to the Goyin Reb Heschel. And the shaila was as follows. The shaila was, it was a shoychet, that he had seven animals in front of him, and he shechted the seven animals, and he found that one of the animals was a treifa. He took the one that was a treifa afterwards, was nis'arev with all the ksheiris, and now he doesn't know which one's the kosher and which one's the pasul. So ordinarily, the halacha would be in that case, although roiv of the animals are kosher, but there's halacha of kol kavua kemechtsa amechtsa dami. And being that kol kavua kemechtsa amechtsa dami, we would have to treat all of these animals as safik kosher, safik pasul, and they would all be safik treifa. You wouldn't be able to eat any of them. What happened in this case was, is that before the safik was noilad, one of these animals were cut in half, and the sheikhit sold half of the animal. And the shaila that was asked Reb Heschel was, what's the halacha regarding the other half that wasn't sold, that's in this taruvus now? Why would that be different? So the shoyl had a charifus. The shoyl's charifus was that although kol kavua kemechtsa mechtsadami, but kol de parish is miruba parish. So that's pasha, that half of animal that was sold, wherever it is, will be kosher to eat. Because that was parish meruv. Roiv of these animals were kosher, and called the parish meruva parish. So the shoyl argued that once we're paskining on half the animal, that it's kosher because it's called the parish meruva parish, so maybe even the other half of the animal that's in the taruvas, that's really called kavur kemechza mechzadami, maybe that should also be kosher. Because how can you be mechalik between half the animal and the other half animal? If this animal is the treifa, then they both have to be pasul. Elamai, you tell me half of it is kosher because called the parish meruba parish, so that in itself has to be machriach that the other half is going to be kosher as well. And the Rebbe Reb Heschel, he discussed this in his tshuva, and he came out that it's going to be kosher. Both are going to be kosher. The Prichodosh brings in his sefer, the Yerdeya, the Prichodesh brings this tshuva, and he writes as follows: Va'anoichi haroye sheshum echa mehem lekiven lahalocha yofa. That all the people that discussed the shaila weren't mechaven to the emes. Lefisha calls that hoylech al tousa shekasev ataz. It's all based on a toys that the taz said shekeves echad enu bedin shiyeh miktsasay muta miktsasay yosa. How can you have one animal that half of it were paskining as a treifa and the other half were paskining a kosh? Ulefichach elu chachamim miktsasim oisrim akol umiktsasim atirim akol. So there was some that said it's all Osir, and there's some that said it's all mutter. V'kvar kasafti b'fnim shezeu toz gomur biyad ataz ubiyad kol oimrim kein v'chen aminuk poshut af pekeves echad lehatir mashenim kirkvar upiresh v'leser mashenish b'chanus shadayin loy piresh v'chol shiurei chachomim kachu umishe'inei mer kein. And then the prichodosh, he concludes very dramatically that any posik that doesn't paskin like I said lo yoda b'isa v'heter ben yaminoi l'smoyle, he doesn't know anything about Yerudea v'aisish fin rechtzeling. It's 100% wrong. Says the Ktzois, I have a raya from this sugya to the psak halacha of Reb Heschel. Because in this sugya we see a chiddush that man de machshir bo machshir nami bebito. Now the Gemara suggests, what's pshat Reb Elazar? Reb Elazar says, no, man de machshir bo poizel bebito. Because although the mother has a cheskes kashris, the daughter doesn't have a cheskes kashris. What's pshat Reb Yechanan? Pshat Reb Yechanan must be that the cheskes kashris of the mother is machriya the suffix regarding the daughter as well. Zaysay Meres, you see that once there's a chazoka on one thing, as long as the two things that we're dealing with are the same shiloh, the chazaka on half the shiloh would have to be machriya the suffix on the other half of shiloh. So just like the cheskas ha'im works for the bas here in Ksubas Yudgimel Amid Beis, so too says the shef shmeitzo, the kolder parish, meruba parish that you have on the chatzi behema would have to work even for the other chatzi that wasn't parish, even for the other chatzi that was kavua. Just one other thing, and that is the achredim take this a step further, that it could be what's pshat then in Rabbah Lazar, the shmeitzo was mazber of Yechon very nicely, that once the chazaka is machriya, the halacha of the mother, memela, it's muhra the suffix regarding the daughter as well. Could be Rabbi Loza holds the chazaka is not machriya sveikas. In other words, could be the machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Loza is chazaka a machriya? It tells us exactly what happened. Or chazaka doesn't tell us what happened. Chazaka just tells us what to do. We have a suffix. We don't know what to do. So do whatever the chazaka suggests. But not that the chazaka is giving us any insight into the actual incident, into what actually happened. If chazaka is machriya the suffix, it actually is mevara the facts of the story. So then, once you have a chazaka that is mevara the story, you have to be consistent. You have to say that if that's what happened, that's what happened. So it's going to impact even a chelik of the story that doesn't have the chazaka directly influencing it. But if chazaka is not machriya the suffix, it doesn't tell us any information regarding the story. It's just a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that you don't have no idea what happened. You don't know what to do. So go, zilbas the chazaka. So it could be it's not a problem to say that the mother that has a chazaka, zilbas the chazaka, whereas the daughter that doesn't have a chazaka, there you won't say zilbas the chazaka.